Chapter 7. Snowball's Friends. The winter was very cold. After the storm, it snowed, and the ground stayed white until February. The animals worked hard on the windmill, and they knew that people were watching them. They knew that the people in the village did not think that they could finish it. The people did not believe that Snowball pulled the windmill down.
"The walls were too thin," they said.
The animals did not agree, but they decided to make the walls thicker, so they needed to pull more stones up the hill. The animals were always cold and usually hungry, but Boxer and Clover worked harder and harder. In January, there was a problem with food. There was not enough corn, so they had to eat potatoes too. But most of the potatoes were bad, and the animals became very hungry. Napoleon did not want people to know about their problems. So, before Mr. Whimper visited the farm, the animals put stones in the food sheds, with just a little corn on top. When Mr. Whimper walked past the food sheds, some of the sheep were talking loudly about the food.
"There's so much food now," he heard them say.
So later, he told everyone in the village,
"There are no food problems at Animal Farm."
But at the end of January, they had to do something about food. One Sunday morning, Squealer talked in the meeting.
"We have agreed to sell 400 eggs a week to a shop in town," he said. "Then we can buy corn until the summer."
The chickens were very angry. The eggs were their children. This was murder. There was a new rebellion. The chickens flew up to the top of the barn and laid their eggs there. The eggs fell to the ground and broke. Napoleon answered this quickly.
"No food for the chickens," he said.
After 5 days, 9 chickens were dead, and the others came down. Mr. Whimper did not know anything about this, and soon a lorry was coming once a week to take away the eggs. Nobody saw Snowball. The animals thought he was in another farm, either with Mr. Pilkington at Foxwood or Mr. Frederick at Pinchfield. At this time, Mr. Whimper was talking to both these farmers about buying timber from Animal Farm. A few years before, Mr. Jones cut down some trees, and there was a lot of good timber in one of the barns. Both Mr. Pilkington and Mr. Frederick wanted to buy the timber, but Napoleon could not decide between the two. One day he wanted to sell the timber to Mr. Pilkington at Foxwood. So Napoleon told the animals,
"Snowball is at Pinchfield Farm."
But another day, Napoleon wanted to sell the timber to Mr. Frederick at Pinchfield. Then he said,
"Snowball is at Foxwood Farm."
Then, one Sunday, Napoleon spoke to the animals.
"Snowball comes to the farm at night," he said. "He steals food and breaks eggs."
"It's true," said the cows.
"Last night we were sleeping, but Snowball came in and milked us."
Napoleon and the dogs went around the farm. They could smell Snowball everywhere, they said. The other animals were very frightened. In the evening, Squealer spoke to them all.
"My friends," he said, "it's terrible.
Snowball is working with Mr. Frederick at Pinchfield Farm. They're going to attack us and take our farm. But there's worse news. Snowball was never on our side. In secret, he worked for Mr. Jones before the rebellion. He fought for Jones in the Battle of the Farmyard.
The other animals were very surprised. They remembered the Battle of the Farmyard. They remembered Snowball helping them in the battle. It was very hard to understand.
"I don't believe that," said Boxer, after thinking for a long time. "I believe that Snowball is dangerous now, but I'm sure he fought for us in the battle."
"My friend," said Squealer, looking at Boxer with anger in his eyes, "Napoleon knows that Snowball worked for Jones."
"I understand," said Boxer. "Napoleon is always right."
"Good," said Squealer. "Now we must all keep our eyes open. Some animals on the farm are working for Snowball. We must find them."
4 days later, Napoleon ordered all the animals to come to the farmyard. He came out of the farmhouse with his 9 dogs. Very quickly, 6 dogs took the 4 young pigs by the ears and pulled them towards Napoleon. The dogs were very excited and angry, and the other 3 jumped at Boxer. Boxer put up his hoof, caught one of the dogs in the air, and pushed him down under his hoof. The other 2 dogs ran away. Boxer looked at Napoleon and at the dog under his hoof.
"What do you want me to do with him?"
he asked.
"Move your hoof," ordered Napoleon.
So Boxer moved his hoof. Then Napoleon spoke to the 4 young pigs in front of him, while the dogs held their ears.
"Well," asked Napoleon, "what have you done?"
"We think we've talked to Snowball," said one of the pigs. "We helped him to pull down the windmill, and we were helping Snowball and Frederick to get ready to attack Animal Farm."
The dogs then killed all 4 young pigs.
"Now," asked Napoleon loudly, "have any other animals helped Snowball?"
3 chickens came up.
"We were sleeping, and Snowball told us to break the eggs," said one.
The dogs killed the 3 chickens.
"I stole some corn from the harvest and ate it at night," said a goose.
"Snowball wanted us to kill a very old sheep," said 2 young sheep. "So we ran after her and she died."
A duck and another sheep also spoke.
"We saw Snowball and talked to him," they said.
The dogs killed all of them. The meeting finished. The pigs and the dogs stayed in the farmyard, and the other animals went quietly away. They were very unhappy. They were unhappy about Snowball, but they were also unhappy about their dead friends. Mr. Jones, of course, killed many animals, but after the rebellion, that did not happen anymore. The animals all walked up the hill and laid down near the windmill. But Boxer did not lie down.
I don't understand it, he said. It's very difficult to believe. My answer is to work harder. I will start an hour earlier every morning. He went down the hill and started to pull more stones up to the windmill.